Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it's 1 minute past four. Andy Jacobs alongside me. With a 2 second beam, his longest possible beam of smile. How did you enjoy today's show, Andy?
I enjoyed it a lot, Max. It was great fun, as usual. I have got to teach you a little bit about quality threshold. For some reason, you put out a call subject and you think if somebody bothers to send us a text that you should automatically read it.
Yeah, I think they've taken the...
But that's no quality control. You can't do that. You have to basically look at it and go, is this funny? No. Okay, sorry, mate. You know, and say thank you for your interest. But otherwise, you know, it brings us all down, doesn't it?
Well, I think people like to hear the exasperation of Andy Jacobs. And I believe I found it today. So I'd say my favourite one of the week so far. Anyway, what else are we going to put in apart from Pierre-Emerick Aubergine?
Comedian Tom Lucy joined us. Young comedian, but very funny. And I think he's got a great future ahead of him.
Oh, the young lads. Oh, he's going to go on to great things.
Tim Vickery, his future is probably behind him. Never mind, what can you do? He was on good form.
He was funny.
He sticks a bit. I don't know why he's such an obsession with... I don't know why people use me. If they're in a bad mood, they say, I'm just like Andy Jacobs.
Well, maybe it's because it's...
Can't you just be in a bad mood?
Well, no, because it's good to compare. And maybe it's because quite often you sound like you're in a bad mood.
I'm not. I'm always extremely happy.
Well okay. So you said on today's show you never lied.
Yeah. That's true. Anyway, enjoy the show. A bit of our bits, a bit of royal news, a bit of all sorts of stuff, really, wasn't there?
And a bit of Schnorbits. Is it Schnorbits?
It is Schnorbits.
Yeah, Schnorbits. We'll be back tomorrow.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Max. And three bits of housekeeping before we get on to last night.
Oh, okay. I like admin.
Yes, Honey G has agreed to sing at your wedding.
I've booked fantastic
her.
News.
And no need for you to come in tomorrow. I've booked Schnorbits.
Excellent.
And how did you get on last night? I hope you did better than Roma.
Oh, we did. Well, the Honey G thing, I remember there's a guy, Trev, I used to work with at Sky, who say, all she's doing is spelling her name. That's all she's doing.
I know. H to the O to the N to the Y to the E to the Y to the G. Honey G.
So we ground out a 2-1 win.
Oh, well done.
Still on course for the league title. South Bank filled the team with
was
their first
team. Was that
penalty
you put on Instagram? Was that the winning penalty?
86th minute.
Goalie looks shorter than me.
The goalkeeper, he was about 4'1", and he was dressed as a 1980s Panini sticker. Yeah. I mean, he was surprisingly agile, actually.
Was he?
Yeah. Okay. Gritty smash and grab. The league is still on. I Instagrammed the winning penalty from Lee Bolton. He's on 393 career goals now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, you don't sound that interested.
No, I'm not. I lost interest after the you won 1-0,
2-1.
2-1. 2-1, absolutely. It was a fascinating game last night, wasn't it? Because, for a while, they were in it, Roma. But I thought that when the ball hit the bar from Kolarov's shot, it kind of woke Liverpool up. And Salah just, you know, what a player.
Yeah,
really.
He's glorious,
absolutely,
isn't he?
Glorious. He really is the Egyptian Messi, isn't he? I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, he was up against a great keeper last night. That bloke's no mug. And the goals, I mean, the two goals, brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I mean, I don't know how you stop them, but I tended to agree with Rio Ferdinand. You know, when Rio said, it's as if Roma hadn't seen Liverpool play once. This season, literally had never seen them. Like, you just turn up like we did last night. Not really sure how South Bank were going to play. Do we play three at the back? Do we move to a back four?
Did you play a high line?
We didn't have to play that high line because their centre forward was very slow. But you know, it was like the Roman manager had done that, wasn't he? He's like, suddenly realises at half time that Salah, Mane and Firmino are quite quick. What are you doing?
I know. It was bonkers, wasn't it? Now, I noticed last night that Trent Alexander-Arnold, who's a wonderful player, isn't he? What a prospect.
Yeah.
He took a corner and he put the ball... I mean, no one puts the ball in the quadrant now. I know they all try and sort of get it as far, you know, as near to it and touching the line. But this one wasn't even touching the line. And I've wondered, had it spread to the amateur game? Because obviously people see what the pros do and they think, oh, that must be an advantage. I don't even know what advantage it is to not put the ball in the quadrant.
The only thing about whether it's an advantage is that turf slightly affected? Do you sort of mean because they've the lines have been put on so many times that certainly, I mean, you think the pitches are
so
good now.
Though, yeah.
But at the amateur level, I'm on the standing on the near post, aren't I?
Cause so you never
classic
see the
Tony Adams flick-ons.
Oh well,
I can't kick it that far anymore.
That's marvellous. And I must say, Paul never rated Fazio when he played for Tottenham, and I think he had a point. And he didn't look too good last night. And I think Tim Vickery also. Doesn't particularly rate him and doesn't think he'd be great in the World Cup. So we'll speak to Tim later about that.
But he's still in the side, the Argentina side, yeah. Isn't he?
I was telling you the other day that I bought a very middle-class purchase. I bought the Matcha Whisk.
Oh.
I brought it in, so I thought I'd try a little bit. I've got the whisk. I've got the... It's a very strange...
Just to describe that, it's not your classic kitchen whisk here. It's, you know, the kitchen whisk would
Japanese
be,
for a
would
start.
Be about sort of... Well, almost a foot long, I'd say. This is maybe like sort of 15 centimetres long. Andy has now just opened...
just covered
himself in white
green,
powder.
Green powder.
Oh, it's green powder, thank goodness. I didn't know where
this
was leading to.
Green powder all over me.
I certainly didn't have you down as one of those. So Andy's got a sort of packet of green. It's like a magician. Look at you. It's like you're smoking here. So he's brought his tea to whisk. What on earth does this do to you?
I have no idea. There we go. Oh, Christ.
You've never had it before.
I shouldn't swear. I'm going to get rid of that.
What have you done? I've literally covered the whole studio in like... It's like you're a wizard or something.
Anybody got a cloth? Can you bring a cloth in? John?
Merlin Jacobs here.
If you're listening in engineering, no green slime has gone anywhere near the equipment.
They've probably gone out.
They're probably at the pub. They usually go out at lunch.
It's one of these plans you had that was better when you were thinking about it at home than here. Fast forward 20 years where some young man has to come in and just mop up your mess. It started now.
Yeah, thanks.
It's all right.
So anyway, at 5-0, I sort of switched over because I thought, well, you know, they've taken Salah off. There's not much going to happen here. I'll switch over to Derby versus Cardiff.
Well, you got a good last 10 minutes of that.
Tremendous last 10 minutes of that. And, you know, terrible errors from Cardiff to sort of give Derby the game, really. And incredible, though, that Sean Morrison, who gave away the third goal, talk about karma. Somebody sent me a link to the video that he did before the game. I mean, presumably, I don't know whether he wanted this to go on social media or whether it was a WhatsApp group and somebody leaked it. Who knows? But he comes across so badly and you think to yourself, why do this? You're going to have to play these people. Why goad them in that way? You know, do it afterwards. Do it when you've been promoted if you have to. But don't do it before the match, honestly. These people have never heard of football karma. I find it quite incredible.
It's not the politest message, I would say.
No, it's not very nice.
But we all make mistakes. But huge win for Derby, wasn't it? Because they've been on such a terrible run.
Mm.
And I don't know. I mean, still, it's in Cardiff's hands. I don't know who you think out of Fulham and Cardiff is going to make it. Villa still have a chance.
Obviously, I've got nothing against Cardiff at all. I think Warnock's done a fantastic job there. But personally, obviously, if Fulham go up, it's great for me because I can walk to the ground. So... I'm obviously hoping Fulham from personal level.
After the David Moorcroft
situation,
debacle of yesterday. Some people have been in touch. Stephen's been in touch. Guy, nice to see Andy continue to get names nearly right. Honey G, you got the E and the Y the wrong way round.
I spelled it the wrong way round. I did correct myself.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew exactly that I'd spelt it wrong. I'm not like Honey. I'm not educated. I can't spell my own name.
Not, it's not your name. If you were doing Andy J, you
would A to the N to the D to the Y to the J.
Yeah, you can.
Andy J.
You can get that right, can't you?
What a great single that would be.
Well,
she got away with it.
I would
absolutely. Anyway, let me talk about Neil Warnock.
Okay,
never
mind
Honey
G.
Yeah, okay. After the match, it was a wonderful sort of dad quote sort of thing. He went, he's not going to watch the Fulham game because he's not bothered, really. They're playing Sunderland. He thinks there's no point watching. He said, I'll watch something like The Queen. I've got it on Netflix, so I might watch two or three of them. So I went onto Netflix. I thought, I'm sure, The Queen, I've not heard that one. Of course, he means The Crown.
Yeah.
Not The Queen.
Did you watch The Crown?
I loved The Crown.
Did you? I've not started that one yet. I'm halfway through.
Oh, it's marvellous.
Halfway through Breaking Bad. So, really, anybody... I'm sort of 10 to 15 years behind on box sets. So if anyone wants to recommend me one from about 2006... it'll be exciting.
On the Buses is a good box set.
Oh, is that right? What about Bernie Winters and Schnurbles?
Schnorbits.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. When's the second series?
This is bad news for Schnorbits.
Oh, dear.
Or anybody, any dog, really. Russia, this is a typical Daily Star scare story. Russia has started to slaughter millions of homeless cats and dogs.
Oh.
Millions, you'll hear. I doubt whether they have. Animal rights activists say the cull is already underway, as tenders worth $1.2 million were awarded to pest firms. Not really pests, are they? Poison has been laid down, so they're not shooting them. Is it poisoning them or shooting them? What are they doing? Anyway, I'm sure it's not true. I hope it's not true anyway.
Me too. That's a happy note to end part one. 120 says, Andy Jacobs on Matcha Green Tea. It's going to be hype. Star, star, star. Okay, okay. Cool emoji, cool emoji. So, yeah, let's see how Andy gets on with the Matcha Green Tea. You are listening to... covered the studio. It's all green.
Everything's green. Me. The only place it isn't in is like, actually in the car.
You look like grot bags.
thanks.
That's all right. This is Hawksby and Jacobs. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Now, Andy, you're excited to give us the aftermath of the royal baby coverage.
Yes. Oh. Now, I mean, it's fascinating, really, the whole coverage. We're into the second day now, and so a lot of it's focusing on Princess Charlotte, who kind of stole everybody's hearts with her little wave and turn to camera.
I haven't seen it, actually.
Oh, yeah, very nice, yeah.
Well done,
and she's sweet.
Well done, Charlotte.
She's a sweet little child, she is. Mm. But they did a whole thing about her in The Sun today, which was fascinating. They list all these things about her that are so great. For example, she's an animal lover, they reckon. Oh. The royals are horse mad. Charlotte has already ridden ponies. Oh. Yet her love of animals doesn't stop there. Her favourite book is The Gruffalo, and her top TV show is Peppa Pig. Is this a new David Attenborough in the making? Not really, about a billion kids around the world like Peppa Pig. They're not all going to become David Attenborough, are they?
There'll be there will be a disproportionate number of nature programs if you think about it. You don't need we don't need 4 billion, do we?
No.
No.
Linguist. The young royals have a Spanish nanny, so are learning the language. Well, very good, isn't it? For her second birthday, Charlotte sang Happy Birthday to herself on a visit to a farm in Gloucestershire. No doubt she sang like an angel, I'm guessing. On what basis? She's two.
Well, you can't say no doubt, I'm guessing, either. It's just not English.
No, it doesn't work there. I agree. Culinary whiz, that's what she is. Find me a woman who loves her food, and I know we'll be mates of the writer. So it looks like me and Charlotte could be destined for a long, lifelong friendship. Highly unlikely, I would have thought. According to Palace Insider, when her mum makes a meal, Charlotte helps out with her miniature kitchen toy set.
How does she?
Exactly like any other child would who's got a miniature kitchen toy set.
I just can't bear this, Andy.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's brilliant, really. But anyway... the Duchess of Cambridge's sister was the first to arrive yesterday. She drove into Kensington Palace.
Okay.
Pippa, 34, we didn't need to know that, spent 2 hours with her nephew beaming as she left.
God, that's quite a long amount of time to beam, isn't it?
Beaming, not scowling, I'm glad to hear.
I thought it's the longest you've ever beamed, Andy.
Probably about 2 seconds, I'd say. This is average beaming time.
Your average on the opta.
As well. Doting granny Carol Middleton has stepped in to help daughter Kate. So breaking news, mother helps daughter with new baby.
Oh, God,
that never happens, does it?
No.
It's brilliant, really.
You know, you tried your tea at the start.
Oh, yeah, the matcha tea. That didn't work, really. It was
very upsetting. And also you discovered it was
out of date as well, didn't you?
That's not good.
So this
really
may help you that a government-run medical body in northern India has proposed bottling and selling cow urine as a health-giving drink.
Really?
The Ayurveda College and Hospital in Pilibhit, Uttar Pradesh, which promotes traditional Hindu Ayurvedic medicine, wants to link up with state dairies in order to harvest urine on an industrial scale.
Well, do you know what the most popular drink, soft drink in Japan, is called?
Wee-wee? I don't know.
It's called cowpiss.
What?
That's the name of the drink. I'm not making it up.
Okay.
That's absolutely what it's called. You can look it up.
They
want to
make cow urine easily available to the public. 10 to 20 millilitres a day would act as a preventative against fever, coughs and stomach-related ailments.
Milkman delivered it. That's a sort of complimentary product. Kind of goes quite well, I think.
Well, you know, I reckon if you put it in a if you put it in one of those shops and say you have it with a shot of wheatgrass, people would start drinking it.
But yeah, they might. Some letters to the papers.
Excellent.
I like these letters. This Rich in Yorkshire, text the Star to say this. Just like to say a big well done to the 87-year-old man who ran the London Marathon. Now that's British. Why?
Well, that is
that, no other 87-year-olds around the world
incapable.
Have ever done it. And this one from Kaz in Hull.
Hey, Kaz.
Please may we lock Katie Hopkins, Katie Price and Piers Morgan in a room together. Lock the door and throw away the key. Well, is it double locking? It's a lot of locking going on there. I don't think you need to do that. Let's see a picture of Mylene Klass, says Pete in York.
Okay.
For goodness sake, either Google it or have a look at the paper. She's in there every day. Her bathing suit.
Good old
Pete. What's wrong with these people,
How
really?
Much does it cost to text the Star? I'm a big fan of Pete for doing that. Let's have a look at that.
And Marie Gosney, a woman we often feature on this show.
Who's she?
She's a serial letter writer to all tabloids.
Oh, okay.
From Billingham in Teesside. Mm-hmm. We actually Googled her. She does exist, Marie.
Oh, God.
And what her specialist subjects are people who are born and people who die.
Okay.
So whoever dies, she's always there saying, oh, what very sad news about such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's born, she's a congratulations. So, of course.
I mean, at least
she's all over this new royal baby. In fact, so much so that she wrote exactly the same letter to The Sun and The Daily Mirror. Congratulations to William and Kate on the birth of their third child, born in St. George's Day. Thanks very much. I didn't know that. You can't get more patriotic than that. Don't know.
To be fair to Marie, all right? Is it Marie?
Marie, yeah.
It is Marie. To be fair to Marie, it is the right way round. I mean, if she was to ring in every time being happy when someone was dead and sad when someone was born.
That would be wrong.
It would
but
be
she
wrong.
Said, the news is what I needed to lift my spirit. I mean, honestly, anyway. So there you go. If it was me and I was a letters editor of a tabloid newspaper, every time one of Marie's letters came in, I just put it straight in the shredder. But there you go, that's me.
Okay. Do you want one more from the envelope of short things?
Yeah.
A German man walked into his local police station last week to ask for help in breaking up with his girlfriend. When the 34-year-old explained that he wanted to end the relationship but didn't know how to do it, a female officer took him aside, suggested several options. The police force in the city of Ludwigshafen refused to disclose what had been discussed, but insisted the man would have to talk to his girlfriend himself. We are willing to advise, it said in a statement, but we cannot close the deal. So just if you are thinking about breaking up...
Well, it's a bit like people who call 999 with stuff like that. You know, it's pointless, really.
It is pointless.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
You are listening to Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport. Max in for Paul Hawksby today and tomorrow. Let's cross.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
To South America, to Rio, and our South American football expert, Tim Vickery. How are you going, Tim?
Yeah, a little bit stressed, frankly, gentlemen. I'm in the middle of a house move, and it's one of those things that just makes you realise just how complicated modern life is. It's horrible, isn't it? I'm going to come across like a little bit of a kind of old-style Andy Jacobs now, but a house move in my day, you know, you just grabbed your clothes and your dough and you put it in a bag and you got the tube, and that was all there was to it. It ain't like that these days, is it?
There's no one blaming me.
Are you downsizing, Tim, or are you upsizing?
I'm staying the same sizing, but
Wait, shouldn't have moved
out,
in the first place.
Find someone new.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Well, I had no choice, and it's a bizarre situation. In the place where I am at the moment, where I'm just getting kicked out, which is now an empty house. You got to paint it in Brazil afterwards. It's cost me about $1,000 just to get the place painted.
Oh dear. It's near Botafogo, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's in the next neighbourhood, which is Flamengo. I'm being kicked out of this place because the owners are an elderly couple who are kind of Brazilian Spanish. And they're coming back from Spain to live here. Everyone else is going in the other direction. And Brazil's going through a bad time at the moment. So anyone who can is going over to Portugal and trying to get away from this, you know. And instead, this pair of doddering oldies are coming back and kicking me out. I have to move house because of it.
It's the most Andy Jacobs I've ever heard you say. Anyway, we should crack on. Interesting story.
Everyone's got an inner Andy Jacobs.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
yeah.
Really, honestly, I'm taking some stick.
Interesting story about, you know, how pivotal Lionel Messi is, not just for Argentina as a player, but how much choice he has selecting the squad.
I suspect a great deal. And Argentina's coach, Jorge Sampaoli, who looks a lot like Andy Jacobs and is often as angry as Andy Jacobs as well, he is currently on a kind of Henry Kissinger-style shuttle diplomacy tour all around Europe, sitting down and meeting his best players. And the meeting started where it had to start, with Lionel Messi. And this conversation between coach and player, I don't think it's just, how are you, son? How are you feeling? Now, I think Argentina, he's even more Andy Jacobs now. He becomes more Andy Jacobs by the minute.
I bet Lionel said to him, don't pick Fazio, whatever you do.
this is one of the things, isn't it? Because Argentina's defence just absolutely just collapsing all over the place. It is a side which is totally dominant, totally dependent on Messi. I can't remember ever an international side that was so dependent on one player. And if it wasn't for Messi, they wouldn't have got near qualification. He missed 8 rounds of the qualifiers. They picked up 7 points. In the 10 rounds that he played, they picked up 21 points. He scored 7 in qualification. No one else managed more than 2. They're just totally dependent on him. And this is his last World Cup at his peak years, and probably his last World Cup. It may be the end of him in an Argentina shirt as well. And they've got to give him a structure that gives him some hope of shining, because if he doesn't, you know, forget about it. Argentina, the group isn't particularly easy. Iceland, Croatia and Nigeria. If they get it wrong, they could be going home early. So it makes perfect sense for when Sampaoli and Messi get sit down together, you know, for them to thrash out the squad as well. And Sampaoli said last month that the team is more Messi's team than it is my team, which I think kind of acknowledges the fact that Messi is not only now the star player, he's also a selector.
I hear that's true too from my friends in Buenos Aires. And talking of that, I was telling Max yesterday that Boca have a hotel in the centre of Buenos Aires. It's incredible. It's in blue and yellow. It's really magical, the hotel. But River's opponents in the Copa Libertadores, I don't know if you know this, but they've chosen to stay at the Boca Hotel. Talk about sort of like, you know, upping the ante before you've even started.
Yeah, Boca also have a cemetery. So, you know, if you cross the line, that's where they'll put you.
Interesting one here, Tim. How has a car wash cost the coach of Bolivia his job?
Yeah, you might not never get rich, but, you know, working at the car wash. Mauricio Soria is his name. He's a former Bolivia goalkeeper. He's been coached before. He's coach at the moment, but they want to get him out, and they found an excuse. Soria, he got his kind of general handyman to wash his car. and he forgot to close the windows.
Oh dear.
So, you know, the car got absolutely drenched on the inside, which is not the idea of a car wash. Saudi responded, when he saw what his handyman had done, he decided to knock nine bells out of him. And he's a martial arts expert as well. But in the modern age, there is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. So someone's filmed it. You know, so there is film images of Saudi beating up his general handyman, and Bolivia, who I think wants him out. They've now found an excuse. This kind of behaviour is not the kind of behaviour that exemplifies the values of the Bolivian national team. The values of the Bolivian national team, I think, are more encapsulated by losing than anything else. But anyway, a dodgy car wash with the windows open has provided the excuse for Bolivia to get rid of their coach.
I mean, it's never an excuse for violence, but it's a fairly stupid thing to do, let's be honest.
Sympathy from Jacob's
ideal, really. let's stay in Bolivia with a game that ended just after half time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is involving the away side here from Sucre, Universidad de Sucre. They haven't been paying their players. So the players said, well, we ain't going to play. So they sent a youth team to this first division fixture against Jorge Wilstermann. A lot of 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old in goal. It was 7-0 soon after halftime. And at this point, Sucre decided, well, we don't want any more of this. So they used all their substitutions and then kind of organised so many injuries that they didn't have a quorum anymore. So the game had to be abandoned 7-0. That's a day that a 15-year-old goalkeeper is not going to forget for a while.
At least it was the game's abandoned. They don't go down on his record.
And do they get the points? I mean, it's not going to be replayed, is it?
No, I think it will stay 7-0. I think
it does affect fair enough. Poor lad.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
Finally, what about this Brazilian club that hired a detective agency to look into a referee's decision?
A referee's decision that they acknowledge is correct. This is the big São Paulo derby, Palmeiras against Corinthians, the traditional derby from the city of São Paulo. It was the final of the São Paulo State Championship. It went to penalties and Corinthians won. But Palmeiras, they were awarded a penalty. And then the referee changed his mind. The whole process, with all the arguing and all the to-ing and fro-ing, it took 8 minutes. Now, no one doubts, even Palmeiras don't doubt, that they shouldn't have had a penalty. The defender played the ball. It was a corner. It wasn't a penalty. So what's all the kerfuffle about? Well, in this eight-minute hold-up, the allegation is that someone who'd watched the game on TV told the referee that he made a mistake. And so this is the procedure which is being followed. Now, it's very hard to prove. Now, you have to prove, firstly, that there was someone on the pitch who'd seen the TV images, and secondly, that he told the referee that, and thirdly, that was determinant in the referee changing his mind. It's a very difficult thing to prove. So Palmeiras have hired the Kroll Detective Agency, which apparently, I didn't know this.
It's Tim Kroll.
It's an American-based. Well, see, I thought Rudy Kroll, the Dutch in the 70s, but that kind of dates me. It's a huge multinational. It's bigger than the Blue Moon Detective Agency with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd, all to try and prove.
References that, today.
That's where I stuck. I've been away a long time, but I've done my. I've paid my debt to society. Can I come back now, please? I don't like this house move.
No problem. So get the handyman who cleaned the coach's car to do your painting. That's what you need to do. Anyway, Tim, we've got to go. We've got to move on.
Yeah, so thank you, Tim. Very much. Great image of Columbo there, you know, walking around talking to the goalkeepers.
My wife.
my wife, she reads to
give
me.
Give me a night of music and entertainment. I don't want any boxing.
She reads to me at bedtime, my wife. I want music. I want an.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport. Max and Andy here till 4. Thanks to Scott and Eastbourne, who's just texted boo. Much appreciated. Will affect how we work. And I just gave Andy some shortbread and he threw it in the bin. Said it's disgusting.
Well, it was too buttery, basically.
Okay, well, I'll do better next time.
Thanks.
Very
pleased. You're better off with a sort of like a McVitie's, like a normal one. That's a sort of fancy shortbread from some fancy
place.
Well,
I was trying to impress you.
Oh, well. We failed.
There we go. Now we'll be replaced by St. Vernon tomorrow. See what Schnorbitz brings you. Very pleased to say in the studio,
biscuits, I'd imagine.
We're joined by Tom Lucy, comedian and occasional Arsenal fan.
Yeah, who told you that?
That's what it says on the paper. I'm like Ron Burgundy, I just read what's in front of me.
I didn't think you were a particularly football fan.
Well, last time I came in, we talked about this, didn't we? Not really enough to talk about it on a sport radio show, but... Yeah.
That's okay.
But Arsenal, if
the same as most purposes. Of our presenters. No, that's not true.
Well, I used to do a TV show where people would come on and say, "Oh, yeah, I'm a massive Everton fan," you know, some band, and then you'd say, "So, Sam Allardyce," and they'd look at you like literally you just spoke to them in Norwegian, and you'd be like, "Oh God, I got 5 minutes."
It's not worth it. It's not worth pretending on shows like this.
I totally agree.
Arsenal, if anyone cares, but I don't know that much. No.
Okay. Do you know if Arsene Wenger's staying or going?
I do know he's leaving.
Okay. No,
who's Arsene Wenger?
That's sure would be good. Yeah. Oh, massive, massive,
huge
fan
Arsenal. Fan.
So, tell us a bit, because I know you came in and chatted about your show last year. Now you're bringing the Edinburgh show to London for 3 shows next week.
Yeah, we're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week at the Soho Theatre. It's basically the show I did at Edinburgh Festival last year, so I've been doing it all around. And then these are the last 3 times I'll be doing it next week in London.
How's it gone?
Great, yeah. The Edinburgh was really fun. I think I came in just before I went last time. It was really fun. Yeah, it went really well.
Good.
And then, so it was exciting to do it in London. I've never done the Soho Theatre before.
And you've got great reviews from other comedians, which in a sense is marvellous, but in a sense is kind of a pressure too. Because I don't think comedians are known for loving other comedians.
Supportive,
you know,
nice.
You know, I think it's a difficult, lonely existence, as we know.
It's just nice to be here with you two guys.
Yeah, to be with other people. But Jack Whitehall, who knows what it's like to be a young comedian, best new comedian I've seen in ages. Too young, too good, says John Bishop. That could be a bit of a veiled one there. Harry Hill, a great friend of the show. Outstanding young comic and one to watch. Headed for great things, etc., etc. So those are big things to live up to, I think.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it is nice. I think people think that comedians are quite bitter and jealous of each other, but most people are supportive.
Or are they publicly? Are comedians publicly supportive?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to know what those 3 people say about me behind closed doors.
Can't stand him.
That's the public opinion.
And what's the style of the show?
It's just an hour of comedy, really. There's not really a theme or a message that I'm trying to get people to leave with. That's not really what I do, to be honest. It's just trying to make people
laugh.
Is it
observational? It's not character
comedy. It's observational, yeah. But it's just funny for an hour, hopefully. It's not really about... anything in particular.
It strikes me now, I mean, you're 21, aren't you? Which is, you know, it's great being young in comedy because...
How do you know?
No, I wouldn't know at all. But it strikes me that it is because it's not like being a footballer where you've got a sort of shelf life of about sort of 15 years.
Yeah.
If you're good and if you're successful, you can keep going right the way through. You'll have a period where people can't stand you, go out of fashion. But then when you get to about 70 or 80, people say, "Oh, good old Tom, I remember he was marvellous." You'll have a sort of a renaissance. That's what happens
in comedy. I think it's actually kind of the opposite of, you know, sport where people get worse. I think you get better at comedy the longer you do it.
I think that's true.
Because you've more life experience and you're just funnier when you're older because you've just been through more things, haven't you? So I think it's actually
he's thinking that's definitely not true about me.
I know, I think you're funny, Andy. I enjoy sitting
I'm
with
not
you.
A comedian. I did try it once. It was a complete disaster.
How was it? So how many Edinburghs have you done then? 21?
Oh, I've only done one.
Okay,
this was my first one, and then I'm going again this summer for second one. But yeah, I've only done one, so I can't speak with that much.
That's such a rite of passage when you hear comedians going for their first one. That you know, you basically don't sleep, do you? You're just there, and then you have to stay up and go out until 5
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah, it's such
every
a ridiculous
night.
Month. Have you,
it's grueling.
Have you
of
been
course.
Up there?
Yeah, I've done about 24 Edinburghs. I go every year. Yeah. I love it. And we used to go for longer, and we were involved with Avalon, etc. You know, in the 90s, and it is. It's really grueling, and to be there for a whole month.
Yeah.
You know, but on the other hand, it's not like the real world. It's a kind of world of its own. And so from that point of view, it's quite escapist and quite fun.
It is fun. It's a complete bubble, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And quite often the things that do well in Edinburgh sort of aren't really translated outside of it. It's a weird thing. I mean, this show thankfully went okay in Edinburgh, but there are some things that smash Edinburgh and then they come to London and no one's really interested.
Did you have TV? Because of the last week of Edinburgh, you always get the TV people go up there. And they do it deliberately to go at the end because then they've heard about who's hot and who's not. And they're looking. But I don't know if it used to be that if you had a really successful Edinburgh, the TV people would offer you something straight away. But I'm not sure that happens now because they do everything by committee. So, you know,
yeah, I don't know. Different. I mean, I think back in the day, I think you used to be able to, like, you know, that when you, if you won, that used to be called the Perrier Award. Mm. And if you won that, you were literally like an overnight superstar. And it doesn't really work like that anymore. It's years and years of doing different things.
Do you have to sort of take comedy like a proper job and sort of have a 5-year plan? You know, sort of sit down with your manager and go, oh, I want to be on Mock the Week in 6 months, and then I want to do this, and then I want to be Taskmaster. Or do you just sort of, oh, I'll give it a go and just see how it goes?
To be honest with you, I think some people do that, but I do have... like a manager and people who maybe do that, but I think it's not. I think the best thing I can do is just try and do be as fun as I can the shows I'm doing, and all that other stuff hopefully will come.
Yeah, it'll take care of itself. You've done quite a bit of supporting comedians, you know, established people like Michael McIntyre. I mentioned John Bishop there, and Jack Whitehall, and that is actually probably a good education, really, isn't it, for a young comedian to work with older comedians, work with their audiences, and see what they do, and you know, do you learn a lot?
Yeah, of course. I think supporting people, I think, is the best thing you can do as a young comic, because you get to play these places you would never normally do. Big rooms and work with the best people in the world at what you're doing. I mean, it's like, what better apprenticeship is there for a young comic?
Of course, absolutely.
Like if you were trying to be a plumber or something, and you got to go to work with the best plumber in the world.
I thought you were looking at me as if I should be.
Actually, the best plumber in the world is definitely a show that, you know, Dave will put on.
The best plumber in the world, yeah.
Turn it into sort of a big reality. I'd definitely end up watching it.
Well, I think there was a thing, wasn't there, like, George Lamb did a series like Plumber of the Year, Butcher of the Year.
Really?
It was a kind of, yeah.
How do you be the best plumber? I mean, like, what?
Well,
obviously, I can't plumb, so I don't want to. But I presume, like, like, there's only one way to fix a toilet, isn't there? I mean, you can't do it.
Some people might have said you've plumbed the depths with that previous comment, but, you know, I wouldn't.
Which one?
The aubergine.
Oh, yeah, the aubergine.
I had to tell you off about.
Fair enough. So, where were you on?
The Soho Theatre next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
A lovely venue, actually, good venue.
Yeah, I've never done it, but I've seen people there. It's great, and there's early shows and late shows. So,
oh, okay,
so brilliant. 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, I think.
Oh, you're working hard.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in.
Good, Tom,
good
luck.
Thank you very much.
Come and see us next year.
Yeah, we'll see you for your annual.
I'll see you in a year.
Well, you can come and see us before Edinburgh with your new show. Presumably, you're writing a new show.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit pointless going up there and doing the same show again.
No, it'll be completely different. It's about plumbing, this one.
Glad that we've inspired you.
It probably will be.
Tom Lucy joining us in the studio. You're listening to Hawksby and Jacobs on Talksport.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on Talksport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.